When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And Nick from Health and Anxiety Coach. I'm specialized in helping people overcome anxiety, live a fulfilling life through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching, address the mind, the body, and the spirit. Together, we develop the coping strategies, explore the root causes, and make positive lifestyle changes. Let's all say goodbye to anxiety and hello to a peaceful and vibrant life. Let's start this transformative journey together, folks. Today, welcome to the newbies and welcome to my regulars. Thank you for subscribing and being here with me on this episode 136. And the topic today is going to be catastrophic thoughts and anxiety. And what we want to look into is how did this become us? How do we become so catastrophic and full of anxiety? And how does this limit us, limit our life, and the truth about our limiting beliefs? So, let's kind of try and define catastrophic thoughts and anxiety. First of all, let us look at the global point of view. We've all become increasingly, affected in today's society with catastrophic events and thoughts, and it's affecting us all in all ages and in all backgrounds. So on this podcast, I'm going to explore the origins of catastrophic thoughts and anxiety, and how they've become ingrained in our society and the detrimental effects they have on our lives. And additionally, we'll delve into the truth about our limiting beliefs and how they further contribute to the perpetuation of anxiety and self-imposed limitations. I've got a little bit of rain happening in the background, and some wonderful sound. So cool. So let's look at understanding catastrophic thoughts and anxiety. Catastrophic thoughts are characterized by an excessive and irrational fear of worst case scenario. Anxiety, on the other hand, refers to the persistent feeling of unease, apprehension, seizure, tension. And together the catastrophic thoughts, continuous thoughts, and anxiety creates like a self-perpetuating cycle that never stops, and it causes damage to our health and well-being. It does impact on our mental health and overall well-being. If we look at from the social factors, let's look at media. Media is a big influence plays a big significance in roles in shaping our thoughts and our perception, and constant exposure to new highlights negative events and catastrophic feel like anxiety, and we're always kind of getting to this thinking, quick little story, unfortunately. It's a sad one because about roughly a month ago, there was a catastrophe that was a real event. I didn't believe it, but it did happen. Someone lost their marbles, and it's in Sydney, it was on the headlines, and there was 8 people that lost their lives. And there was someone that went into the shopping center with a knife and unfortunately, he was also shot by the police officer because he had a knife in his hand. And they left a lot of victims. And I just want to say sorry to the folks that lost their lives, and also their parents and their family going through the losses, and so I also want to say that on that, but a few days later, I usually go for walks and around parks and beaches, and it was like sunset, and I had this catastrophic feeling that it could happen to any of us, and I didn't believe it in the beginning. My mind was not accepting that actually happens, and we don't come across, like in Sydney, this kind of catastrophe that happens too often, but once in a while it does. And I think the pressure of life, and also the man that that did the cause, and he was heavily medicated and very known to psych wards and so on. So, but he was just out there and did some damage. Very sorry to the families. But when I was walking around the parks, I think we all felt like, if you're out and about and going for a walk, we all also thought that, who knows who's out there, right? Who knows who's out there, and all this kind of thinking, all this negative thinking. And it took about a week to, get rid of that kind of thought. It's amazing how media can affect us through live events. We can also look at, the childhood experiences, the upbringing and parental influences and early experiences. And we'll go in a little bit deeper on this one as we end to the podcast. Parental attitudes can shape our belief systems. Overprotective or critical parenting system may contribute to the development of anxiety and catastrophic thinking in patterns. I'm just going back a little bit here. It's all going good. Just checking a few files that, working with this. So we can also look at trauma and adverse childhood events, like childhood traumas or adverse experiences can leave lasting emotional scars that are leading to anxiety and self-limiting beliefs. Cognitive bias and limiting beliefs. I want to talk to that a little bit, because we're all stacking on ideas, and sometimes we don't believe it's real, but like the true story that happened up here in Sydney with the shopping center, large shopping center, renowned shopping center. We don't believe it because we're stacking on ideas, and but that become real, and then that become a belief. And it, at that time, that was difficult to believe. So bias, cognitive, and limiting beliefs, cause distortions, and catastrophic thoughts often arise from like cognitive distortions, such as, catastrophizing, overgeneralizing, and black and white kind of thinking. These distortions do amplify our negatives and thoughts, and perpetuate our anxiety. We'll move into the limiting beliefs. Our beliefs about ourselves, the world, and our capabilities can become self-fulfilling prophecies. Like limiting beliefs such as, I'm not good enough, I will fail, I always fail, can hinder like personal growth and restrict opportunities. I know. Yeah, that's so true. And yeah, we can self-limit ourselves and thinking we're not good enough. This isn't working. I'm trying so hard. I don't get this. And we also go back on our, once again, our biased thinking and limited thinking, which stops us from our true potential and restricts our opportunities. We can look at the impact of catastrophic thoughts on anxiety. And mental health, chronic anxiety and catastrophic thinking can lead to like the various mental health disorders, including generalized anxiety, GAD, and it's like a panic disorders and social anxiety and disorder. So that leads on to, you know, with once we, it'd be interesting where we'll address how we get to this stage of being catastrophic and how do we get rid of it and what is actually costing us. So also it affects interpersonal relationships. It's difficult to have a relationship, especially if one of the partners is going through anxiety and catastrophic thoughts, and that kind of leads and strains the energy and leaves strains and costs a lot of energy from the individuals who may become overly cautious and avoidant and excessively dependent on others for reassurance, consistently reassuring, which is a bit of a, you know, I understand how it is, and it can be overbearing for one of the partners. And so just what is it costing us to keep catastrophe and be caught and have this kind of mental challenge, right? Challenge to keep catastrophizing on everything. How do we get rid of it? Have we had enough of it? And what is it actually costing us? I'm just here to help anyone that wants to come on board, and definitely want to talk to someone. And if they're courageous enough to do some public speaking on like this on a podcast, I would really like to dig in and find, go into the course roots and do a bit of meditation and some grounding with them. So whoever's please get in touch with us. I'll leave an email. I'm definitely looking for someone to share the mic here with me to talk more about on this this major topic, and eradicating the idea, or you know, anxiety, this particular one, catastrophic thoughts. Let's look at challenging limiting beliefs and managing anxiety. What can we do? We can use cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, CBT, which is basically rewiring the brain, replacing them with more realistic positive beliefs, and mindfulness and meditation. We can do that. We can have self-compassion for ourselves to make the journey a bit easier, and using wonderful affirmation, positive affirmation. They can counteract limiting beliefs and rewiring the brain. We can also, if we go back to one of the episodes, the brain waves, the delta, theta, and beta waves. We know that's how we actually learn in early childhood, and it goes into early childhood development. But how we ingrained bad, you know, habits of this kind of where did it come from? This kind of catastrophic behaviors and thinking. So through self-compassion, we can actually heal our anxiety. So we need to be able to challenge these limiting thoughts and beliefs that we're carrying with us, and so we can help us manage the anxiety and eradicate it. And we need to embrace embrace a more powered and fulfilling life, and get rid of and free from constraints of catastrophic thinking, self-imposed limitation. Now, isn't it time, once again, what is it costing you? What is it really costing you? Once again, love to help. So you can get in touch with me, and love to help to help you put these things to bed and go into root cause of it, talk about it. It'd make a lot of wonders to your life. And then we can then, second stage, is to rewire our thinking through other tools. And happy to help there. So I just want to finish up this podcast with that, with how can childhood experiences such as upbringings and personal influence contribute to development of anxiety and limiting beliefs. Once again, I'd like to refer you to episode 131. Talks a lot about early childhood development and the brain waves, which is the early development. And I go a bit deeper on that, particularly on that from that podcast. Encourage you to look at that. Now, childhood experiences, including upbringing and parental influences, play a significant role in shaping a young person's individual beliefs, and they can actually carry these beliefs and behaviors in later life, even in adult life. So, and also the emotional well-being is influenced. And here's how these experiences can contribute to developing anxiety, limiting beliefs, and catastrophic thoughts. Number one, we look at parent modeling. Children learn from mimicking and through the brainwaves. And children's often model their behavior and beliefs based on their parents' actions and attitude. If parents display anxious behaviors or express consistent worry in their life, and if they carry on this catastrophic feeling, with the child who is watching this learning, absorbing like a sponge, will also imitate and mimic and learn, and this behavior will be instilled, leading to the development of anxiety and catastrophic thinking. So if your mums and dads I hope your ears prick up, and let's get rid of it. Just look at what it's actually costing you. Unfortunately, what can you do about it? So we can also look at we can look at overprotective parenting while well-intentioned, right, can inadvertently actually instill a sense of fear and dependency in childhood, when the children are consistently shielded from challenges and growing through pain. Sometimes we need to grow with challenges and pain, and the risk that they have developed a fear of failure or belief that they are incapable of handling difficult situation and not allowing them to grow. Sometimes independence is the key. We all need to fall to grow. And if this is being controlled by parents, overbearing parents, it hinders the development of the child, and yes, it leads to anxiety. We can look at critical parenting, criticism from parents, consistent criticism, especially when it's frequently and harsh, and you might even call your parents narcs or narcissism, can have a kind of detrimental impact on a child and the child's self-esteem and self-worth. Constant criticism can really create a self-doubt and a persistent need to extend validation, contribute to anxiety and limiting beliefs about one's ability, and not even able to love itself. So so we can also look at inconsistent or neglectful like parenting. Inconsistent or neglectful parenting, like abandonment, can result in feelings of insecurity, instability in the child, and without a secure, stable attachment to their caregivers, children may develop anxiety and beliefs that they cannot rely on others to trust their own abilities. Which reminds me of a movie, Freud's Last Session, which is currently out, and you'll probably find it very soon on Netflix. It was about his daughter Anna, in a scene that she had this compulsive behavior, and Freud showed to be a total control freak in his parenting days, and which caused a lot of trauma and dramas in Anne's life. And even though, I guess maybe the good side to it, the silver lining, that she became a child psychologist and evolved and is renowned writing books on on the early child developments of a child. So we can also look into the traumatic experiences like childhood trauma, such as physical or emotional abuse, neglect, or witnessing traumatic events in very, very early days can have a long-lasting effect on a child's mental health. Now, these experiences can lead to to the development of anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders, PTSD, and in a whole range of limiting beliefs and related to safety, trust, and self-worth. So the list goes on, my friends. The list goes on. We can move into unrealistic expectations. Another one, parents who set excessively high expectation for their children, and in turn they have to perform, and that's the only way they'll get love and recognition and get validated, which causes high stress levels and also catastrophic thoughts, whether academically or socially or in other areas of their life. Then also become perfectionist. In turn, as creative perfection patterns can create a constant pressure for performance, and this pressure can lead to anxiety and a fear of failure. And as children might believe that the worth is contingent and dependent on meeting these unrealistic expectations from the parents. So all these wonderful things here, important things to consider while bringing up children. If you're young parents, prick your ears on all this and just look back at some of the patterns or traits that you might have, and are you influencing your children in such a way and limiting their beliefs and restricting them and from their growth and development, and causing anxiety and all catastrophic thoughts? And what impacts are they impacting on your child? It's crucial understanding and to address this thing, the anxiety and the limiting beliefs and future attached beliefs, and not allowing the child to embark on a true journey of healing and personal growth. Another question begs to be asked is, what impact can constraint criticism from parents have on a child's self-esteem and self-worth? Just remember on episode 131, folks, that the early development of the brain, the kid's a sponge, and that they're just sponging information and listening, looking, recording all the time like a video recorder, and then ingraining that in their unconscious world and creating the patterns. So we can look at what impact? Well, constant criticism from parents can have a significant negative impact on the child's self-esteem, self-worth, and have the same ways in which constant criticism can affect the child. We can look at low self-esteem. Constant criticism can erode a child's sense of self-worth, lead to low self-esteem, shoulders down. And these kids become bullied at school and so on, and they start feeling not good enough, and it kind of spirals from there. Self-doubt and self-criticism can create a persuasive sense of self-doubt in the child. Constantly questioning their abilities and to themselves, and forming and framing their own thoughts, and creating all these kind of feelings and all these fears, and they can never meet this expectation placed upon them. Self-doubt is very, very bad and hinders any confidence and prevents them from taking risks and pursuing their goals, and they stay stagnant. That's an interesting point. Fear of failure is constant criticism, and can instill a fear of failure in children. They may become afraid to take new things on, new ventures, new projects, or even take on challenges because they fear making mistakes or are falling short of expectations. And this fear of failure can limit their growth and prevent them from reaching serious full potential. So limited, and so in ground. It's all conditional. And then we have perfectionism, and then we have difficulty accepting feedback. Constant criticism can make it very difficult for a child to accept constructive feedback or criticism from others, and they'll go into war on that. They become really defensive and overly sensitive or any form of feedback, and as they have been conditioned and associated with personal attacks or feeling, and always feeling like a victim, my friends, always feeling like a victim and always feeling inadequate. And that is so emotionally destroying. There's so much energy drained and lost in this kind of, this kind of pattern thinking. Relationship challenges, the impact of constant criticism can extend beyond the child's self-esteem and affect the relationships, the future relationships. And they may struggle with trust and intimacy and inferior judgment, rejection, and many, many other things. So it is so important to nurture a child properly, in a supportive environment for children where constructive feedback is balanced. And yeah, all these things that I mentioned that, can cause lots of havoc in someone's life, in a future age. And there must be balanced and with encouragement and understanding, communication, and building this positive, healthy parent-child relationship can help foster a children's self-esteem and resilience in life and our well-being. Well, that's it on this particular podcast. It's Nick here from Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. I hope that everyone's kind of enjoyed it. And please subscribe. Please subscribe to this wonderful podcast. And hopefully that it's kind of served you. And if you know someone that needs to hear this, family members, friends, please ask them to join or send them the link. And let's just keep growing and learning from this. And once again, I do offer one-on-one opportunities to consult. And if you feel it's the right time for you and it's calling for you to reach out, I will leave my email address and other links that accompany that lead you to Facebook groups and so on, and so we can stay in touch and hopefully you can come along if you've got time for the next episode. So that's it for now. And so we'll say goodbye, and all good, the best, and namaste, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.